Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. Make sure you go over to the website at www.aceatnight.com and subscribe to the newsletter for the most recent content. Today has been a very sad day. I know the world vibrations feels off for everybody because they definitely feel off for me. And I'm speaking on the death of Kobe Bryant. I've been a Kobe Bryant fan since high school, since he played the high school All-American basketball game, and watched him very closely in his early years up to when he won championships with Shaq and when he won championships by himself, and during the time period that he actually tore his Achilles and wasn't, you know, pretty much himself and gave us that best game that we all cheered for at the end of his career. When I first heard the information today, it's like the air just left the room. And I know today, for you and all of my listeners out there, we will always remember where we were and what we were doing when we found out that Kobe Bryant was no longer with us. The information hit on TMZ first, and it said that five people died in a plane crash along with Kobe Bryant. Now, as we know, that it was nine people, including his daughter and a baseball coach that was inside of the airplane or the helicopter with Kobe Bryant when it went down. I saw a video online where they showed the actual plane crash, and I don't think that I was ready to see the plane crash video. It really was very vivid, and you could see the plane engine failure and it spins out of control. And when it hits the ground, it looks like it was going down inside of a canyon. It immediately exploded. And for some reason, that image is constantly repeating inside of my head. And I would like to take, you know, 24 seconds of silence for the remembrance of Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to start right now. You know, 24 seconds is definitely not enough time to remember the legacy and life of Kobe Bryant. Last night, I didn't even watch LeBron game because I didn't want to see him pass Kobe Bryant's points and take over that third spot. I know how hard Kobe worked to pass Michael Jordan. Kobe didn't care about passing anybody else. It had to be better than Jordan. He didn't really care about going to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or even Karl Malone. You know, he cared about being better than what we all know is the greatest, MJ. We know that Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. And like any kid, you know, when you see the greatest, you want to be the best and you want to champion that person. And Kobe, there's a little Kobe in all of us. And just thinking about how competitive he was, sometimes it rubbed people the wrong way. Like, one of my friends, he called me to check on me, and he literally told me that he used to pick fights with me about Allen Iverson being better than Kobe. Not that he even liked Allen Iverson, but it was to see how upset I would become and passionate I was about Kobe Bryant. All I could do was laugh because I know I probably started so many fights over Kobe, and I probably, it didn't matter who they probably said was better during the era of Kobe, and Kobe had a lot of people to play with. He had Shaq in the time period. He had Kevin Garnett. He had The Truth. You know, there's so many other basketball players there that Kobe, he played against Tracy McGrady, I mean, it was just so many legends in the league when Kobe dominated. Kobe beat a lot of great people. If you think about the Steve Nashes, you think about all those guards that Kobe just humiliated and dunked on. And he talked trash, too. And his arrogance really got under people's skin. But at the end of the day, you had to love him for what he was, which was a true competitor. I'm sure Phil Jackson is going to weigh in on being there with Kobe and the Mamba mentality and, you know, his thoughts and prayers with Kobe's family and definitely giving us an insight on, you know, the life of Kobe Bryant. Because as a fan, we really didn't get a chance to get into his life the way that we get into a lot of the social media personalities. We saw him as a dad. You know, as a father, Kobe has daughters. He doesn't have a son. And I've always wanted to see what would Kobe do with a son. And definitely see what an heir would do for Kobe. Because Kobe seems like he's so disciplined that his son, you know, if Kobe didn't pass Jordan, his son would definitely surpass Jordan. Because he would, you know, mold his kid into an even stronger competitor than what he was. But Kobe did what any father would do. He pretty much raised his daughters to be a split image of him. And I say that to say that his daughter wore basketball jerseys. She wore basketball shoes and she had fun. The daughter who, you know, passed away in a plane crash, I watched a few of her TikTok videos, and she was definitely a lively little girl. And she enjoyed her friends. She brought her friends along, her teammates along. And they did TikTok videos. They danced. They had the funny little TikTok sayings and stuff like that. Apparently, this young girl could ball just like her daddy. And I'm sure Kobe was teaching her kill moves. And the other little girls probably was like, why did this girl know this? And he took advantage of, you know, what God has given him, which was a skill set. To play basketball and knowledge to play basketball, to understand the game, the X's, the O's, and the strategies and stuff like that. And, you know, it's definitely a devastating blow right now to mourn him and mourn his daughter. I didn't know who the coach was for the baseball team, but, you know, rest in peace to him and all the people who lost their lives on that helicopter. And I want to send prayers to everybody's family that was involved in this tragedy of an accident, because nobody deserves to lose their life the way, you know, they lost their life. And, you know, it's like the hell with the helicopter, the hell with the manufacturer of that helicopter. Like, part of me don't know how to feel about a tragic accident. I don't really know how to compute that in my brain. Like, right now, it's just so surreal. I feel like Kobe's going to hop out somewhere and be like, hey, I forgot to be on a plane or something. And his daughter's going to be right there with him. And the plane just went up and nobody actually passed away or something. Like, it's a prank. Like, Ashton Kutcher just popped out and he got us all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really wish that, you know, was the case, because, you know, it's hard seeing great living legends just go away. It's almost like we feel like they're going to live forever. And I can say that he's probably going to live forever through all of us, through all of his fans, through all of his friends, through all of his family members. And we're definitely going to keep Kobe Bryant's legacy alive. You know, it's going to be at the parks. It's going to be throughout the schools. It's definitely going to be at the basketball courts. It's going to be at your LA Fitness. And, you know, we're going to paint murals. We're going to get your tattoo. We're going to have your hats, your jerseys. You know, we're going to show so much support that Kobe legacy will always live on. But for me tonight, I wanted to talk about Kobe Bryant, because I talk about a lot of different topics. And Kobe is definitely a person that I felt was very close to me. Even though I never even met the guy, I always felt like I was close to him. I played basketball all my life, all the way up until college. You know, I never got over 6 feet tall, but I always felt like I had a Kobe jump shot or a Kobe move to put on somebody and break their ankles and things like that. But it's not about me. It's about, you know, the family and everybody else that are mourning right now and going through this process of shock. And this is just one of the ways that I felt like I could, you know, talk about it and channel my energy in a positive way. And maybe some of you guys are out there, you thinking the same way I am, and you feel my pain the same way I feel your pain. And if you feel my pain the same way I feel your pain, you know, hit me up and let me know. Go over to www.aceatnight.com. I'm going to put up a blog on it. And you can, you know, hit me up on the blog. Tell me what you think. I'll put some stuff up on Twitter. I'm sure a lot of people are tweeting right now. I'm watching the New Orleans game. And a lot of the players, you know, they're very emotional, just like we are. And I'm sure a lot of them don't want to play today. They really want to go home, hug their family, hug their kids, be with their wives, and take a moment to cherish the person that they love. So, you know, if you got somebody in your life right now that you love, that you haven't been showing that you cherish them, you know, text them, call them, reach out to them. We never know when it's our last day or when it's somebody else's last day that we love. And let's do a better job at being the Kobe Bryants of our own lives as well. Let's grow in the Mamba mentality of execution. Let's grow in the art of compassion and be competitive in our own lives. Let's not let Kobe life go in vain. Let's look at it, let's analyze it, and let us execute his mentality, the Mamba mentality. Hashtag, let's do it for Kobe. LA Lakers 2020 champions. Till next time, guys. Peace.